Our next item is Joyce Chauvin, three lots on 50-foot easement on Road 490.
This is a request to subdivide a 6.59-acre parcel into three lots with access from an existing 50-foot easement. The proposed lots would be 3.01 acres, 1.82, and 1.76 acres. This is the first time that this parcel's been subdivided. Currently, the existing easement serves as access for seven other parcels. You could approve it as submitted or require an application for a major subdivision. If you were to approve it as submitted, you should stipulate that any further subdivision of the property will require an application for a major subdivision, and you should also require that the applicant be required to provide verification that the adjoining owners who use the easement have no objections, and I provided you a sketch drawing of that request.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the
I'm sorry. Can I have a couple questions about this first before we
Sure.
make a motion?
Yeah.
Seeing as how this time of year I don't have anything to do, I rode out there and looked at the site, and it brought up some issues for me that, in general, not just about this, but in general, in terms of what kind of road construction requirements are, you know, or come about when you keep adding more and more lots to a road. Because, gentlemen, I'd hate to be trying to drive on that road today, given the way it is. And I'm just concerned for the existing property owners, as well as perhaps someone who might be buying these lots, who's going to maintain this easement, and whether it meets, you know, county code now that we already have seven lots on it and we're adding three more to it. And if we let this person subdivide their parcel, there's other parcels out there that are similar size that could be further subdivided again. So next thing you know, we have a pothole road that's, you know, just getting worse, and then who's going to take care of it? So I don't know if that's specified in the easement, you know, of this parcel. And like Jane mentioned about this, what notification is given to the other property owners that, you know, you bought this parcel and, you know, a mini farm or whatever, and now suddenly you got a bunch of houses popping up because it meets the code, you know, that you can develop three lots, and this person develops three lots, and then the next person that has a parcel, they develop three lots, and they say, well, you know, it's not a re-subdivision of this other parcel over here, so why can't I? So, I mean, so it brought up a lot of issues, you know, for me, and it kind of related to, you know, the one ordinance that we had that hasn't been finalized yet, you know, about the ability to subdivide your, you know, the minor subdivisions that could be granted by the Mr. All Powerful.
I'm not creating any subdivisions with that ordinance, but that's something we can talk about later. We've had this discussion several times over the years, and it's the question is whether or not any lot created on an interior private road should require to go to public hearing. And it's been determined over the several times that the road already exists, and they've been the opportunity to go to the commission and ask for approval of additional lots along that route. So the question of each, then your question should it be a major public hearing required?
Right.
As a major subdivision. Then you get the road improved.
Because then that addresses the issues of notification of the neighbors. It addresses the issue of who's going to maintain that road. It's going to address the issue of other issues that come up for us in subdivisions.
But the requirements aren't sort of the same. The requirements for maintenance of the road are the same.
We required on the minor subdivision of this type that they provide us who's going to maintain that road. But this isn't the only portion of that road. There's other portions also.
Sure.
This is a multiple user of this road. And a lot of most cases, they are multiple users.
But each person that has their section has that same requirement of having something in writing on how the maintenance of that road is going to be, how that road's going
more,
to be
more recently.
More recently.
Not
I mean, not
a few years past we didn't. They would just come
But I mean, anything that we're doing forward, they have to have a maintenance agreement of some kind in place, which addresses the issue of the potholes and who's responsible. Now, that may or may not fulfill the responsibility, in which case one of our inspectors would go out there and say, hey, you're not doing this, and somebody would have to, you know, either be violated and or told to maintain.
Well, I don't know that we'd get to that, because that's a private agreement. The county, it's the same as restrictive covenants. The county's not going to enforce a private maintenance agreement.
But one of the other parties
right,
could. I mean, the agreement is in place.
Right.
So there's
right.
a process. So as far as the potholes and the maintenance, it's addressed, at least from some date going forward.
Right.
So the public hearing process won't enhance or hurt that process. It's in place.
Well, the public hearing process could stipulate that they have to improve the street to a certain specification. Or if you approve it without the public hearing, I don't know that you can.
It still has to meet county code, right?
No. It's already there. They're just trying to subdivide off of it.
They're not creating a new street.
Not creating anything new. You can get to the argument that if you add new lots or new street sections to an existing subdivision, then you're required to go to public hearing. You can look at it that way, too. It's in the code. But this is an existing road. It's not necessarily a subdivision street or a subdivision. It's a road that was there, and they've created lots in different ways over time. So it doesn't necessarily fall into the same definition. Might need a legal opinion.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, seriously. That's something we should look at.
Yeah, right.
That's one of those things we talked about the last meeting, where we need to address the codes being zoning and subdivision regulations to see what we need to bring up to standards.
And that's one of them.
That's one of them. And we've discussed this for multiple times. And we've changed our opinions several times over different things, but
this
needs to be addressed.
Came up 4 or 5 years ago where there was, as I recall, there was even an ordinance that was kind of hashed out at one point.
Yeah, we were trying to create an ordinance then. I think that if it was, because the ordinance says if it has 4 lots or more, if you're applying for 4 lots or more, then you're required to do certain improvements.
Right.
And 4 lots or less, I think it was it Crusher Run?
I think it was Crusher Run. Bit, right.
But it was only if you were applying for a major subdivision. It didn't relate to something on a road that already existed. We have more coming that are similar, so it's a good time to discuss it. So next month or so, we're having some kind of good conversation, maybe.
That's just my concerns of, you know, what can happen to roads in general. You know, when you have these so-called private lanes or whatever, that suddenly are, you know, you got multiple houses on there, so.
Mr. Johnson, I think you bring up some good points. We're going to make a motion. We'll see how this goes. Mr. Chairman, regarding the applicant Joyce Chauvin's request to create 3 lots on a 50-foot easement, my motion is going to be to approve that request as submitted, with the stipulation that any further subdivision will require an application for a major subdivision, further stipulating the applicant be required to provide verification that the adjoining owners who use the easement have no objections.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve 3 lots on a 50-foot easement on Road 490 for Joyce Chauvin with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Nay. Let the record show Mr. Lank 4-1 in favor.